John in Alabama, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got an 8-year-old house that's built on a crawl space, and right down the middle of the house, lengthwise, I get a seam or a split in my wood floor.
Okay. And what kind of house do you have? Is it a ranch?
Yeah, it's a ranch-style house.
Okay, and right down the center where you have the split in the wood floor, might that be right above the main girder?
I would say that it is. If it's not right above it, it's very close.
Okay. Because what often happens is this. Where you have a girder, you have floor joists that cross the girder on both directions, and they overlap a little bit. And then those floor joists will sag, and if you can just imagine it, as they sag, they tend to sister up a little bit at the ends and actually lift right above the main girder. And in doing so, it puts a little bit of pressure on the floor, and that can cause gaps to form as a result of just the normal movement of the floor structure.
Okay. So is there anything that I can do about that?
Not really. It's pretty much normal movement in the house. And in some cases, I've seen it get kind of nasty looking. And if you have big gaps in floors, you can fill them with jute and then finish over them. And that tends to sort of hide it a bit. But how old are the floors?
8 years.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. So the floors were added after the house was built, or the floors were added when the house was built?
The floors were installed when the house was eight years ago.
Okay, so the house is 8 years old.
Yeah. Yes.
And you haven't seen any other movement, evidence of movement?
No, nothing.
Yeah. I suspect it's a result of shrinkage and a little bit of settlement on part of the floor joists. That's why I asked you about the girder, because when you say it's going down the middle of the house, that's a really common place, and I've seen that happen many, many times.
Okay. So I guess the answer is just to kind of live with it.
Yeah, I think the answer is you chalk it up to charm.
Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate it.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, I mean, he could fix it, but it would involve him tearing up the floor and sort of adjusting, you know, where the boards are, and I just feel like it's kind of overkill for the benefit you get out of it.
Mm-hmm. And it really isn't a big deal.
No. He's probably the only one that notices it.
I'm sure, and it's probably driving him crazy.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.